For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Raves. Guns on campus, a new funding model, and the introduction of a new chancellor. Those were the highlights from yesterday's fall faculty conference at Arkansas State University. The topic that has caused a lot of concern from the campus community is a state law that was passed this year that allows for concealed carry on the state's colleges and universities. Arkansas State University System President Dr. Charles Welch says many concerns were addressed to state lawmakers about the bill, which led to numerous concessions. However, at the end of the day,
this is the law, whether we agree with it or not. And we were able to get a number of concessions and exclusions included into this bill. And I would just ask for your cooperation with us and with this law so that we don't see those concessions rolled back. We're hopeful that as we move forward, we can continue to get more modifications made to this to ensure that our students and our faculty and our staff and anyone who visits our campus, quite frankly, is as safe as possible.
Arkansas State University's General Counsel Brad Phelps says it's unlawful to try to prevent people who conceal carry from entering the campus, buildings, or classrooms. He tells what's required to conceal carry on campus.
In order to possess a concealed carry weapon on campus, you must have two things. Number one, you have to have a concealed carry license. There are roughly 500,000 people in Arkansas who have concealed carry licenses. Number two, you have to have what is called an enhanced training endorsement that is provided by the Arkansas State Police after someone completes an enhanced training course of up to 8 hours. That training course is very likely not going to be offered until early 2018. So what that means is, this semester, the only people on campus who should have a handgun are the campus police.
He also tells about places where this law will be exempt.
Collegiate athletic events are exempt. There are also a number of locations on our campus that are covered under a private club permit that you may have read about, the Convocation Center, the football facility, the Fowler Center, the alumni office, other locations. You cannot carry a weapon into those areas because they are considered to be private clubs. They are not private clubs for the day of football games. They actually are technically private clubs 365 days a year. You cannot carry a weapon after the law takes effect into a daycare facility. You cannot take a weapon into the New York Institute of Technology. That is a private institution being operated on our campus.
And while the law takes effect September 1st, the state police are not able to provide the training until next year, which means a concealed carry effectively won't be on campus in the fall semester. In other news, Governor Asa Hutchinson is making $10 million available in new higher education dollars. State's colleges and universities will not get the money through the enrollment numbers. Now those dollars will be handed out due to retention and graduation rates. Once again, here's Dr. Charles Welch.
Historically, it's been that your base funding that you had, you could count on that. There really was no chance of you losing that unless there was some massive economic downturn. It was all about new money and how much of that new money that you could access. This new formula now allows our base funding to be redistributed. So if a campus has negative productivity, money could be taken away from that one campus and given to another campus that has positive productivity. And that is a major change.
New chancellor at Arkansas State University, Dr. Kelly Damphus, says the numbers of incoming freshmen this year are lower than last year, and the numbers of freshmen returning as sophomores has also dropped, which she says is very concerning.
Our incoming freshman class is significantly smaller than last year's freshman class. That's going to be a problem for us. Our returning freshman class from last year, we lost 30% of our freshman class that started last fall. Those students won't be back this year. That's a problem, not just for revenue. It's a problem for most people. It's nothing more expensive than starting college and not finishing it.
And it's Dr. Kelly Damphus who says that he's very concerned about the numbers. It'll be one of his goals in attracting students and keeping them, as well as to work with the campus community to establish a vision of what Arkansas State University should look like in the future. And for KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.